Hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan here, and this is another one of my real ale tasting features on Audio Boo. Hashtag RATARSED. And today, by sheer coincidence, I have a bottle of Theakston's Old Peculiar, the legend, alcohol content 5.6%. And I say coincidence because I'm walking home just 10 minutes ago. I listened to an Audio Boo from Big Rick at All One Word, Richard Hubbock, who was mentioning the fact in his audio boo that he used to favour 7 pints of Old Peculiar and didn't think he could drink those 7 pints now. It is 5.6%, so it's fairly strong, but I've had this before, so this is not a first tasting, it's a first official audio recording of the tasting. So Theakston's Old Peculiar, it's a famous brewery, actually. People will have heard of, in this country at least, have heard of Theakston's or seen it on the shelves. And I'm trying to remember, it's Masham is the actual village. I've been into the visitor centre there in Masham. They produce some fantastic beers and ales, and that is Masham near Ripon. It says Ripon, but it's actually not in Ripon. That's just the postal address in North Yorkshire. So Theakston's legendary ale. Old Peculiar, the legend, 5.6%. Sponsors of the Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Writing Festival, Harrogate, another lovely, beautiful Yorkshire town. Okay, so there's a little poem on this at the back. Well, I don't know what it says. Two Birds by Mark Billingham. She loved me, then her. Now neither can love anyone. Not sure I got that one. Maybe Richard, Rick knows about that one. Okay, Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Writing Festival, Harrogate. Ah, well, that's to do with that. With mysterious origins long lost in the mists of Masham time, Old Peculiar is a perfect beer to sponsor the Crime Writing Festival in Harrogate and the Old Peculiar Crime Novel of the Year, chosen by members of the public. We have featured six exclusive 10-word novels on the back of our bottles for you to enjoy. Well, that's what it's all about, 10-word novels. I suspect that our very own Paul O'Mahony, if he hears this audio boo, would be interested in doing a 10-word novel, and I'm pretty sure he could rattle those off. So anyway, I'm just looking for the tasting notes now, and oh, there's something else in the neck. Okay, the seal of the peculiar of Masham. Theakston's most famous beer takes its name from the seal of the peculiar court of Masham, which was granted back in the 12th century. It was a custom at the time for the church to administer the law, and this proved too arduous a task for the then archbishop, who was based in York. So with due archiepiscopal aplomb, he set up the independent peculiar court, headed by the peculiar of Masham. Isn't that real interesting? I never knew that. I never knew that, and I never saw it in the museum, or I say the museum, the brewery, whatsoever. Well, there you go. But I still can't find any tasting notes, so I'm just going to have to go with it. Let's see what this wee beastie is like. Bring back fond memories, of course. Oh, what a head. Maybe I poured it a wee bit too quick. But what a beautiful Guinness head on it. The colour is dark. Dark burnt amber, and even held through the light. It's a ruby amber if you hold it to direct light. But what a gorgeous head! My goodness, real froth, not that hairy fairy froth. I'm actually having to drink through the froth here. Oh, even the froth tastes gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since I had an Old Peculiar. And I've forgotten just how damn good it is. Squelching it around the gums. And now tasting all those wonderful flavours that it is famous for. It is indeed a legend. I can't remember if I've ever had this in draft. I think it's always been in bottle. But irrespective of that, it's really excellent out the bottle. And I can taste the hops, the barley within. It's slightly, and I say ever so slightly nutty, not really, has fruity burnt embers, if you like, That's in my mouth. Everyone's different, just like perfumes. But what a gorgeous beer. Oh, you know, I know I'm quite fond of most ales, although there are a few that I don't like. I haven't come across any that's absolutely rotten. And I've come across top marks. And I'll rate this one way up. Another ale that you could drink slightly chilled on a summer's day, or at room temperature, or preferably at pub temperature, and draft. Always better draft. Any ale is better draft. But it's hard to beat this out of the bottle. It's a gorgeous ale. It's just full of flavour. Beautiful aftertaste. A lovely aftertaste in your throat and your mouth. And I'm still smacking. It's a gorgeous ale. I can't really say any more about it. If you're into real ales, and I say this in most of my audio booze, and I'll give you a reference, but if you're into something that's slightly dark, but doesn't have that burnt dark flavour that a lot of them do have and people don't like, this is one for you. O Peculiar, absolutely. It's top rank, top shelf ale. So cheers to all. Cheers in particular to Big Rick for mentioning it in his audio boo and for drinking 7 pints of his stuff. My goodness me. Anyway, thanks for listening once again, and here's to Thixton's Open Career, the legend.